And taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off by taking a glance here at high school athletics from last night. There was some postseason girls soccer play, some pigtail games there in regional soccer play in the Class 2A region. In Class 2A Region 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-1 over Glenwood, and Abraham Lincoln was a 7-0 winner over Sioux City West. And in Class 2A Region 3, Denison Schleswig beat Atlantic 3-1, so Atlantic sees their season come to a close there in girls soccer. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC was a 2-1 winner over Carroll. The next full round of games will be played coming up on Tuesday, May 30th, and that will include teams in all classes. Also on the Diamonds last night in high school baseball play, it was Red Oak beating Atlantic 2-1. ADM was a 7-2 winner over I-35. Audubon beat AHSTW 4-1. Cam was a 4-2 winner over Woodbine. Abraham Lincoln picked up a doubleheader win over Thomas Jefferson, 12-2 in the first game and 7-3 in the second. Creston was a 13-5 winner over Nottoway Valley. Denison Schleswig 15-0 over Shenandoah in four innings. It was Dixira EHK over Boyer Valley, 12-0. Fremont Mills was a 6-5 winner over Sydney. Harlan 6-5 over Sioux City North. Madrid was a 3-2 winner over Panorama. That was in eight innings of play. Maple Valley Anthonoto beat West Monona 3-0. OABCIG 13-4 over Ridgeview. Trainer 8-1 over Missouri Valley. Tri-Center 9-1 over IKM Manning. West Central Valley was a 5-4 winner over Des Moines Christian. And Woodward Granger was a 12-1 winner over ACGC in six innings of play. Also, in high school softball last night, Atlantic picking up a couple more wins to start their season at 3-0 as they beat Red Oak in a doubleheader, 10-1 in the first game, 11-6 in the second game. And Atlantic got things started early once again with a run in the first inning, although they trailed at the end of the first by a score of 2-1. But their big inning came in the fifth when they really got things going. With one out, Alyssa Derby singled, as did fellow eighth grader Olivia Engler. And after a strikeout, making it two outs, Carson Rush singled, and all three scored on a triple then by Bailey Newell to help out get that win there in that contest. And that was actually, that was the fifth inning there in the second game. But fifth inning in the first game, Alexis Handel singled and Catherine Leonard walked. Both moved up on a fielder's choice hit by Reagan Pellet. And then both scored on the double by Alyssa Derby. And Derby scored on a single by Olivia Engler there to help get the cause going there in that first contest. So Atlantic picking up that 10-1 win in the first, 11-6 there in the second. And, yeah, two big innings there late in the fifth for Atlantic in both of those games to help pick up the victory. Also in softball, it was ADM over Clark 5-3, AHSTW 19-3 over Audubon. Cam was a 12-0 winner over Woodbine. Charter Oak Ute beat Arweva 13-3. Glenwood picked up a doubleheader win over St. Albert 19-5 and 16-0. Glidden Ralston was a 17-7 winner over West Harrison. IKM Manning beat Tri-Center 11-0. Kemper Catholic took two from Clarinda 13-3 in the first and 5-1 in the second game. Mount Air 10-2 over East Union. Nottoway Valley 2-1 over Lennox. It was Ridgeview 5-2 over OABCIG. Sydney was a 7-1 winner over Fremont Mills. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 6-4 and Underwood 7-4 over Griswold there in high school softball play last night. Also, in other high school sporting notes, the Atlantic boys tennis doubles team of Grant Podiesky and Cooper McDermott get started with play at the state meet here today at Byrnes Park Tennis Complex in Waterloo. The duo qualified for state with a district championship over a squad from Ballard back on May 11th. The coaches' meeting set for 8 o'clock this morning with a seeding meeting immediately to follow. Play will then start as soon as the seeding meeting is complete. This is the second straight season that Podiesky and McDermott have made it to the state tournament, and head coach Mike McDermott said the guys will need to be at the top of their game to try to advance to the winner's bracket here this year.
Well, they are our top two singles players and our top doubles team, Grant Podiesky and Cooper McDermott. They finished as runner-ups and advanced last year. They lost their first two matches, and, you know, when you get to the state tournament, you know, everybody's good. There's no, you know, taking a step back and you know, you can kind of get through a match. You really have to have your A game. And they learned that last year. I think they know that now going in this year and look to get a victory that first day so they can play on day two.
They lost their first round match to a team from Glenwood last year and then were bumped out of the consolation bracket in the first round by a duo from Waverly Shellrock. Coach McDermott said they have shown they have what it takes to have success, and a big key will be if their serves are strong early on.
They've been playing really good tennis as of late, and it's going to come down to with those two. With Grant, it's his serve game. If he's got it going, it's almost unreturnable. And when it is returned, then Coop kind of cleans up at the net. And that's what we're going to need. We're going to have both those guys have their A game at the state tournament.
And also with the state tournament today, beginning for the Atlantic Boys golf team as they begin their quest to try to earn a state title in Class 3A. The tourney begins here this morning at 10:30 a.m. at Spring Valley Golf Course in Livermore. The Trojans earned their way to state by winning their district meet at Atlantic Golf and Country Club on Friday, May 19th. Atlantic's seen a strong play from each of their golfers throughout the season, and head coach Ed Denbesti said that's definitely a strength of their squad.
That's one thing about our team is we've got six guys that can play golf and very competitive golf, and we can count on basically all six of them to produce a good score for us.
Coach Denbesti said it's tough to compare your team to others in the state, but it feels like they've played some tough competition throughout the season to prepare them for this moment.
So a little bit tough for us to compare that. However, we've gone out there and we've beaten ADM a couple times. We've beaten Norwalk a couple times. Both will be there. We've beaten Webster City. We've beat Panora, who's going to be in 2A. So we've met some people on different courses and stuff like that. So that makes me feel good. And yet we can't go in and just say, hey, we're the top dogs and we're going to win it. We've got to go out there and play 2 days in a row. And play consistent golf 2 days in a row. And so, that's going to kind of be the message this week is getting out there and, grinding and getting through it and, getting the best score that we can.
It's the second year in a row that the Trojans have played in the 3A state tourney at Spring Valley, and Coach Denbesti said most of the guys are fairly familiar with the course, but he knows they'll need to shoot a lower score this year if they want a shot at a state crown. Also yesterday in baseball on the college front, it was Matt Hogue hitting a sacrifice fly in the top of the ninth inning, and Iowa beat Maryland 9-8 in their Big Ten Tournament baseball opener. Iowa was ahead 6-1 before Maryland scored six in a row to take the lead. Solo home runs by Robert Neustrom and Chris Whelan put Iowa up 8-7 in the top of the sixth. Maryland's Marty Costas then tied it on a homer, but the Terrapins left the bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth. Josh Marching got the win for Iowa, which will face Nebraska in the winner's bracket here today. That game's set to get underway at 1:30. The Hawkeyes and Terrapins were forced to play Thursday instead of Wednesday because of a rule stating that games can't start after 10 p.m. Eastern time. Also in Major League Baseball, Kenta Maeda fell into a 3-0 hole in the first inning of his first start for the Dodgers in 2 weeks, coming off the disabled list. Then the Japanese right-hander rallied Los Angeles to a 7-3 victory over the Cardinals on Thursday night in the series finale. Maeda drove in the tying and go-ahead runs with a two-out single in the fourth off of Michael Wacha and turned an inning-ending double play in the fifth to help the Dodgers take 2 of 3 from the Cardinals. Also taking a look at other scores in Major League Baseball, the Royals and Yankees were postponed from yesterday. It was Tampa Bay beating the Angels 4-0, Boston 6-2 over Texas, Houston 7-6 over Detroit. Interleague play, Seattle 4-2 over Washington, Cincinnati and Cleveland were postponed. National League, Pittsburgh 9-4 over Atlanta, Philadelphia 2-1 over Colorado and 11. Cubs beat San Francisco 5-1. It was San Diego 4-3 over the Mets. Arizona 4-0 over Milwaukee. And the Dodgers 7-3 over St. Louis, as we mentioned. Pacific Coast League yesterday, Omaha 8-4 over Nashville. Reno 5-2 over Iowa. And on the professional front last night, if you love the last two NBA finals, you'll love this year's. The Cleveland Cavaliers are back in the finals after clobbering the Celtics 135-102 in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The outcome creates a third straight finals matchup between the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors. On the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins are still in line to become the first team to win back-to-back Stanley Cups since the 1997-98 Detroit Red Wings. The Pens have advanced to the finals by outlasting Ottawa as Chris Kunitz scored 5:09 into double overtime to end a 3-2 win over the Senators in Pittsburgh in that Game 7. Kunitz also opened the scoring midway through the second period, but the Penguins blew a pair of leads before earning the right to take on the Nashville Predators in the finals, Game 1 of the finals set for Monday in Pittsburgh. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.